Cannon Fodder is brought to you by Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hello and welcome to Cannon Fodder.
Well, we had 10 minutes with Brian Engblom.
What have you seen from the Jackets? Is this turned on? I mean, we all kind of thought, as you sit down and chess match the series, for the Jackets to have a chance, they had to do a few things. And I, for one, was skeptical about whether they could trap, because I haven't seen them trap well all year. A lot of speed through the middle. I thought that would be a vulnerability. And yet they managed to do that and some other things to sort of wrest control of the series. What have you seen on that front?
I would think that if I was a player on Columbus going into the series and John Tortorella is telling me, if you don't do this, you're going to lose. And after getting hammered pretty good in the three games, the Lightning took it to them pretty good and handled them pretty well.
During the regular season.
Yeah. So you got a captive audience, yeah. Right? So you start right there. And then you get the confidence that I just talked about being able to come from behind. They give up, and it kind of looked, in the first period, it kind of looked like three games in the regular season, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the turnaround, now you've got the buy-in, now you score a couple of goals, but to come back and win, now you've got the offensive side of it too, and the thought that, oh, this works. And then it was reinforced in game two. They played really good, solid game. They're really making it tough. So now they've made the Lightning think about how do we get through the neutral zone, how do we make plays in the offensive zone. We were doing this a lot easier during the regular season, and it's not there now. So now they're the ones that have to make adjustments. Playoffs are all about adjustments. One period to the next, sometimes one shift to the next, but certainly one game to the next. Even if you win, it's not exactly the same the next game. So you constantly have to deal. That's why, you know, coaches say you have to stay in the moment. What happens before doesn't matter. If you try to recreate something that you did last year in the playoffs, if you try to recreate something that you did in the regular season, you're missing the point, because everything out there right in front of your nose is different, and you have to play what's happening right there.
Everything's harder.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's checking harder.
Yeah.
And everybody realizes that they need to take the responsibility in order to be better than the guy against them. Playoffs are personal. The regular season is not personal. That's why the coaches and the players are always saying, well, it's about us. It's about how we play. Because you play against Columbus, and we're in Pittsburgh tomorrow, or we're in Winnipeg tomorrow, and then we go to Montreal, and whatever. So you're constantly working on your game, and the jersey colors change. Well, the jersey colors don't change, and you're against those guys for anywhere from 4 to 7 games, and it's personal, and everything is amped up. It's different.
All right, we're going to cut out here for just a second and hear from our sponsor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, because it's leaning in.
Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
The Lightning are not going to go away easily.
Right. They have to empty the tank, and they have to have a good game plan. You look at this point, even going into game three, you know, when you're down 2 games, you know you're in trouble. And for me, it's pressure. You can call it anything you want or try to ignore it, but at this point, you just get numb to it. You have to get numb to it. It's there. It's in the air. I can't remember who first said it to me a long time ago, but I still think it's true. Whether you're in October or now, when things are going really good or things are going really bad, don't think, just play. I mean, you follow the structure.
It's a tough trick, but
yeah. You train yourself. Yeah. You're just numb to it. And the players for the Lightning, for sure, can't wait to just get out there. Yesterday would have been really long. Last night, today, during the day, will be really long. You just want to drop the puck and let's get out there. This is the hardest part of the day right now. And then don't think, just play.
Last question. You were here for a year in the mid-aughts. Certainly a different atmosphere then. There's a lot of difficult years here for the fans and everyone else. And can you contrast that with the scope of where they've gotten to at this point and what the building was like for Game 3?
It's all about winning in the playoffs. And that's ultimately what you have to do to really generate enthusiasm, you know, that carries over from one year to the next. You got to win series. And they've had some real good ones, and just have come up a buck short. That's the ultimate difference. Now, because they're up 3 games to nothing now, you can feel the energy energy and the difference in the city. It really does. Sports really does change a city. And as you go from round to round, everything goes up exponentially because people who are casual observers get a little more interested. Everybody loves it. Okay, doesn't matter if it's football, baseball, whatever.
It gets to be a civic thing almost.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. Look at any city that gets to the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, they are just revved up. Everybody turns their focus. It's on every news channel. It's in the air. Everybody's talking about it. So by the time you get to the finals, that's a whole nother level of players having to deal with situations, experience level, because now you've gone every round it goes up on the ice and off the ice. And by the time you get to the finals, now you're dealing with a lot of off-ice noise and things, it's the circus is in town. And so it's
true.
That's another level. There's press from all over the world. Press boxes are overflowing, right?
Yeah.
People are fighting for a seat just to go watch it and write about it and talk about it. So that stuff is another level, but you got to get there first.
Yeah, it's a long road, isn't it? And the Lightning know that as well as anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw an extra question in there about the Washington series in the conference final last year. Is anything rhyming for you this year? And I'm not saying predict who's going to win or lose tonight or who's going to win or lose the series, but the way the Jackets have gone about playing the Lightning and the point they have them at now, or anything rhyming for you?
It's different. It's different than the Washington series. It's not as rough. This series is not as rough as the Washington one. That one got really rough. And Washington really escalated it by midway through Game 5, Game 6, and Game 7. That was that sort of war mentality. I mean, it was heavy and rough, and they really ran at them. And it was a man's game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And they scored at key times. And then in Game 7, when they scored a minute and a half in, and they kept ramping it up, then their confidence level, along with the rough game, carried them over. This series hasn't been that rough. And I think actually one of the keys for tonight's game for the Lightning is don't spend so much time on the heavy hitting. Let the fourth line do it. They know what they're doing. The other guys do what you do. Win the puck battles and get the puck and get your game going. So I think it's different in that respect. And, this
obviously
one...
Obviously the stakes were much higher.
Once you get to the conference finals.
Well, everything troubles up.
I argue that. For favored teams, look, Columbus is coming at it from a totally different aspect from the Lightning. The Lightning are the favored team. 62 wins, historic season. You're the favored team. It's a totally different look at the playoffs from start to finish. I've been there. I watched a lot, been on a couple. The pressure for the favored teams is the first two rounds, not the conference finals. Not the finals. Once you get there, you start to smooth out.
Right.
The closer you get, you almost relax. Like, oh, this is where everybody expected us to be. Now let's just go play.
And
the pressure's in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you're seeing what you're seeing from the Lightning. They're still dealing with that. They're not out. They got a high mountain to climb. But a lot of it has to do with those expectations and, like, we haven't gone through this, and you can talk about adversity and all that. I think it's overblown to say that they didn't have any adversity all year. I don't think that's right, because I think they just handled adversity. You get adversity in every game,
right?
Every period. Sometimes you have some easy shifts for these guys, but they overcome it faster and they were better at it than anybody else by far. That doesn't mean they didn't have adversity. Their number one goalie went down for a month, and everybody went, oh, nobody remembers that right now.
Right.
Louis Domingue came in, and he ends up with, 22 wins on the season? I think he had 11 wins while Vasilevsky was out. You think losing your number one goalie for a month with a fractured foot's not adversity? People are overlooking stuff just because it makes a good story, even within games.
Yeah.
The fact that they only lost back-to-back regulation wins once all year up until now is remarkable in this game because of the parity in the league.
Yeah.
So they put it on themselves. We're not going to lose again. That's really hard to do. So they overcome adversity. Like, they're not stupid, and they're a really good team. So there are a lot of things that are being overlooked. You can make a story for anything you want, and I've heard them, and the teams like Columbus, they've had lots of stuff thrown at them, and it does make you tougher. I'm not arguing that point either. All I'm saying is that it's a little bit going too far to say that they've never had adversity.
All right, you're looking forward to tonight, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Brian Engblom.
All right, we're going to cut out here for just a second. second and hear from our sponsor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's Make It Count Rewards from Marathon. Save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244 or go to makeitcount.com. Sign up today. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
This is Jody Shelley. We're going to steal as much time as we can. Jody, first your general thoughts and biggest impressions of the series so far as we head into Game 4 tonight in the Nationwide Arena.
Well, my biggest impression is that this team has come together and at the perfect time. And I don't think anybody in their right mind could have scripted a better Game 1 for this team. You know, you can talk about structure and talk about being a team and talk about coming together. But when you see it happen before your eyes and you saw those guys believe in the system and believe in their goaltender after the first period. You saw these guys say, hey, we can do this, and it's been fun to watch to this point. I think the way they've stuck with it, I think when you have a structure in sports, it's your focus. Your focus is not, oh, I need to go out and get a goal, or I need to go out and make a big hit, or I need to go. You just stay within your system and let whatever comes to you come to you.
You know, I talked to Brian about this, and I screwed up the recording, so it's not on that bit, but we talked about how, he talked about how Tampa Bay played a perfect first period in Game 1 and then let the Jackets back in. And much to the Jackets' credit, they charged right through the breach. And it all started with that save on Kucherov right at the beginning of the second period.
I thought that combined with the late save on Stamkos at the end of that period, I think that the leadership in Bobrovsky and the fight in his game told his teammates that I'm not quitting on this. And I think you go to the locker room and you say, holy cow, guys, this guy has locked the door. Let's keep this going. And that's what you saw.
You see kind of an opposite thing happening with San Jose, not to get off topic.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's a little confidence breach there with their goaltender.
Of course, and that's huge. I mean, if you look at the games last night, you look at the Dallas did, I don't know if you saw it, but Ben Bishop let in two leaky goals, and they lost the game. The first and last goal that went in, he should have had.
Oh,
it's technically...
They come back to tie.
They're basics.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not seeing that here. And so that allows you to trust. That's the biggest thing on being on a team, anywhere you work, you trust that the guy next to you or girl next to you is going to do their job to the best of their abilities so that I can do mine. I know that if I go forward here as a defenseman, what the Blue Jackets do, that I know that the forward's going to be there to cover me up. There's trust in their system. That's why it feels so good when they're getting these victories, is that they can look across the room and say, he got my back, I got his back tonight.
Even factoring that in, the fact that the Jackets are doing some things like what they're doing in a neutral zone,
yeah.
I didn't think they would be able to slow this team down, for the main reason being they really haven't trapped, teams have flown through them all year long up until the last week and a half of the season, maybe, but definitely on in the playoffs. This is a very real adjustment they made to contend with an extraordinarily fast and powerful team.
They understand. They want that team to turn back. They're staying above the puck in the neutral zone, which means they're not chasing. They're just know their route is directly above the puck for the weak side forward in the neutral zone. If you look at that 1-2-2, and listen, Tampa's stubborn. They want to make the cross ice play, and it's playing right into the Blue Jackets' hands. They will not give up making that cross neutral zone pass. They keep doing it, and the Blue Jackets invite that. They also invite the cross zone pass in front of Bobrovsky. They will not give up doing that. So the Blue Jackets have done a good job of staying within their systems, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, they have a little stubbornness about them.
Does any of this surprise you?
Everything surprises me. You know, you're up 3-0 over the best team in the league. No one would have said it out loud that they thought this could have happened to this point. Now, I still think this is going to be a long series.
Yeah.
And I just believe that I couldn't believe Game 2 that Tampa didn't come out with the urgency. They were still overconfident in what they were doing and thought it was going to be much easier. And that really put them back on their heels to come in this building the other night.
That should change tonight.
When you have a team hanging over a cliff, knowing that this is it, this could be it.
Knives, swords.
They're playing their Game
mazes,
7.
Yeah.
And it's up to the Blue Jackets to play with their Game 7. This is the Blue Jackets. They've got to play Game 7 tonight. Because now Tampa, everything they did in the regular season is completely gone. And it's what they do tonight. And the Blue Jackets need to completely focus on what they've had success with, but make sure it happens tonight. It's got to be a lot of urgency and focus for that team.
Lastly, Jody, I know you got to run here, unfortunately, because we could talk all day.
Yeah, we could, but I mean, who would listen?
That'll work. Well, hopefully somebody. So thanks to everyone who's listening. But the third period in Game 3, what did you see there? I mean, they were getting through the middle. Obviously, I don't know if Tampa was doing so much differently sort of shift to tilt the ice in the third period as much as the Jackets weren't doing the things they'd done previously?
The Blue Jackets got a little bit spread out in the middle of the neutral zone, and that's where they want to fly through, is the middle of the neutral zone. If you look at the ice surface tonight, the circle that outlines the middle of in the neutral zone, the big circle right in the middle, they want to fly through there. The Blue Jackets done a good job of having the player come across there and cover that area with when the speed's coming through there, and they got away from that in the third period. Also, getting pucks out. The defense of the Lightning want to jam the winger on the wall when he gets the puck,
right,
and they'll jam it just like the Blue Jackets right to the blue line. They tried to make plays in that area in that third period, and that's exactly what Tampa wants them to do, is to try to put that puck to the middle of the ice instead of continually flip it out.
Right. Now, I'm going to have a bonus question.
Yes.
You were here during some challenging times as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Could you always imagine, or did you have the vision that someday the building could be like this and the playoffs could light up the city like it's
doing? Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you, do you think it's really gripped the city?
I do. I think we all know we live in an amazing sports city. And I used to go as an athlete and watch the Ohio State Buckeyes just to sit in the crowd and be a part. And look, I would look around in amazement and be like, this is like, I can't believe I'm watching this, and I can't believe the energy. I couldn't imagine the energy that the athletes on the field have.
Right.
And then we'd come back to Nationwide Arena, and I would pinch myself because, you know, we have an electric building, but nothing like what I saw in Game 3, nothing like what I saw a couple of years ago in playoffs. There is a presence in a sports city and a sense of pride and a sense of togetherness,
community
that you have in this area, and we had it inside the building the other night, and I hope we have it tonight.
All right. Thanks, Jody.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Jody Shelley, ladies and gentlemen.
This episode of Cannon Fodder has been brought to you by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Cannon Fodder is available on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Cannon Fodder, your Columbus Blue Jackets podcast, is made possible by Marathon, fueling the American spirit.